What's going on? It's your man Casanova for another Casanova is Crazy with Black Men and Mental Health. Okay. This one has been going viral for a long time as well. And I just want to address it because I may be crazy. And unfortunately, this is only with my Black sisters. And this is the problem. You know, maybe the internet is just lopsided now because they're just really... Internet is not good for Black women right now because it's making y'all look stupid and y'all use it all the time. But maybe I'm crazy. But you got a whole bunch of women that are now... Well, a few months ago, it's this whole list of like first dates you shouldn't go on. Like, I can't take somebody to Cheesecake Factory for the first date. I can't do this for the... It's this whole list and whatever. It's only Black women. Only Black women. Mostly Black women. Maybe some, but it's... But yeah, but this one right here is killing me. So, there was actually two women. One woman left her date because... Because the box seats that she got at the game were high. It weren't the best seats in the world for the basketball game. So she left them. Went viral, went for clout. This other woman goes on saying that this guy she just met, she asked for $30. She asked for money for food and he said that $30. And then there was another woman. I'm sorry, the three. Another woman that said that she was walking in shopping and a guy tried to holler at her. And she was insulted because he didn't offer her to pay her groceries. Now, all three scenarios, I'm so confused. And maybe I'm crazy. Where in the world is it that a man has to do things for you as soon as he meets you? Like, the expectation is crazy. Like, maybe I'm crazy, but back when I was dating, right? You know, you go to the club, you see a girl, you know, it was gentlemanlike for a man to say, hey, baby, can I buy you a drink? You know what I'm saying? It wasn't the expectation, but it was a nice gesture. A lot of times a woman wanted you, oh, no, that's okay. I'm not drinking. Oh, ain't no problem. But as a gentleman, he offered it. Oh, I'm sorry. Then I saw another one that a guy bought a woman flowers. And she was mad at him because he didn't buy the vase and the water and stuff with it. I am so confused right now with the expectation of Black women right now when it comes to dating. Like I said, get back to what I was saying before. Back in the days, I would meet a woman in a club, chat up with her. I'd be like, hey, baby, do you want a drink? Sometimes she'd be like, sure, I'll take a drink. Sometimes she'd be like, no, I'm okay. I'm not drinking tonight. But it was the gesture that was nice, right? All women wanted back in the day was the gesture to say, okay, he's suggesting, you know, that's a good man because he's suggesting these things. You know what I'm saying? He's willing to do these things, right? It wasn't the expectation. You wasn't ruled out. But those were brownie. Back in the day, those were brownie points. Those weren't the standard of what you should do. If you don't do it, you're but oh no, it was the brownie points. You know, hey baby, want a drink? Oh girl, he offered me a drink. He was so nice. I didn't take the drink, blah blah blah. But you know, it was great. He offered. Okay, he's a man that's generous. He's a man that's willing, and that was fine. That was fine. Because at the end of the day, a woman just wanted to understand who you was. And through those gestures, it was like, you know, a man opening a door for a woman. Okay, he's a gentleman. Okay, cool. Did that exclude you from being together? No. It was just a nice gesture. I'll give you a prime example. My example. When I first met my wife, right? We were on first date, right? We went to the movies, right? And like I said, I'm a gentleman, always been a gentleman, but also I'm cheap on other things. So like, you know, depending on the vibe or not. So we went to the movies, right? So I asked if she had a student ID. Like, we were young back then. So I asked if she had her student ID because the movie at that time gave a discount to the movies if you was a college student. Cool. Then when we were in the movie, I didn't offer any type of drink, anything, whatever. And then later on, I didn't offer to eat or nothing. So it was we talked the whole day, though. But I didn't, like, offer a lot of things, you know, because it wasn't that I... wasn't that type of man. It just wasn't the vibe. And it wasn't that I didn't like her nothing or anything. It just wasn't the vibe. And to be honest, looking back, like, I should have probably got some popcorn. I should have, you know, I'm like, damn, you know, I kind of, you know, I could have dropped the ball. You know what I'm saying? But she still got to know me. We talked. We had a great time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, now I'm buying my woman Louis bags and taking on trips around the world and shit. So it's, but just that first date. So if it would have been the standard of today, she would have said no. And she would have missed the wonderful man I am. And sure, I would have missed the wonderful woman she is. But times were different back then. We bonded. We talked. It was a phenomenal date because we really got to know each other. Right. But it wasn't the standard. Like, it was like, well, because he didn't do this to me, girl, I'm done with him. But that's what it is today. One of these girls, you're telling me that if I'm in the grocery store and I see a woman, I say hi to her, it should be expected that I pay her groceries? Well, the thing is, if you're in the store to shop, you shouldn't be even worried about a man talking to you because you're there to shop. And if you're shopping, is you have the money to buy those things. And if you see a man that is a good looking man and he says hello and you're interested in him to exchange numbers and he says hello to you and you say hello back. For one, if you're not interested, you say, oh, thank you. But, you know, I'm not interested. And that's fine. Keep it moving. But if you are interested, right, you know what I'm saying? He should pay for your groceries. Or even the man suggesting, asking for your number, whether you like him or not, he should still suggest to pay for your groceries. If you just meet a man you're talking to, he's like, yo, you know, I'm hungry, but bye, bye, baby, I'll cash out some money for some lunch. He sends you $30. What the hell are you buying for over $30 for lunch? She said, oh, you know, me, I spend well over $100. I buy appetizer, the main meal, a dessert, a drink, two drinks. Like, I want to see, I only saw her head. I want to see the rest of your body if you're eating like that for lunch. Like, literally, you have to be a big girl because all I saw was the head on her video, because the rest of your body must be fat if you eating like that every single meal. If you're spending $100 plus every single meal, an appetizer, the main course, and a dessert every single meal, nah, girl, you fat. You got some problems. You got health problems. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, the girl that left her man because it was cheap seats after the thing, like, are you serious? This man took you to a basketball game. To be honest, dates are for us to get to know each other. The other stuff is just scenery. But because the seats weren't good enough. And the thing is this, if you had standards that high, see, this is what she did. She left him, right, sat somewhere else in other bad seats. So if you had standards, why didn't you just go home? But she, of course, she videotaped it for clout, because that's what they all do. See, they all claim these standards, but they use these for clout. So I'm going to message this all the time. So it's not like these are just my standards. And that's fine. I mean, whether I agree with them or not, that's fine. But once you go on the internet to do it for clout, you're embarrassing the guy so you can show yourself as high end and stuff like that. Then I know that you're really not a high end woman because you're doing everything for clout. That's what you're doing it for. Because there should never be a standard in dating to getting to know somebody. There are suggestions. There are things that are nice. And there are things that should give you brownie points. But there shouldn't be things that you have to do on my date because I'm eliminating you. I mean, am I crazy? I must be crazy. Like seriously. Like, me and my wife always joke about our first date. It's like, he didn't even buy me no drink. He didn't do, you know what I'm saying? All the time we talk about it. It's a great story of how we met. But it didn't eliminate me from her getting to know me. It was just something like, okay, this guy's cheap. But cheapness doesn't mean that, oh, he's not a good husband. That don't mean that. But for your women out here that just want money, because that's what it is. You know, Tyrese wrote this song, Love Transactional. Love Transaction. That love is nothing but money. And that's what black women are coming down to right now. That love is nothing but money to them. The more money you have, the more they love you. The less money you have, the less they love you. Because everything they're talking about has to do with money. You didn't send me enough money for a date, for lunch. You didn't send me enough money spend money on me for my groceries. You didn't spend enough money for the vase, even though flowers are a suggestion, but, oh, what am I supposed to do with these things? They just sat on the floor. Like, you got no furniture or vase in your house? That's just a beautiful suggestion from a guy, you know? Oh, you bought the cheap seats in the basketball game. Like, see, the thing is, it's all transactional, black woman. Now their love is about, see, the broke dude is the guy to get the coochie. The broke dudes get everything from these women, because most of these women have kids complaining about their baby daddy. And most of the time their baby daddy broke. He's a bum. So the bums get everything from a woman, but the guys that actually got money. See, it's funny. The guys that you expect to have money that don't have money, you want to bash. But the real broke niggas that are just really broke, you give them babies. You give them sex. It makes no sense. Am I crazy here to think that what the hell these women expect, their expectation of not even knowing you? You think you're that, you are, see, this is the problem. You think you're that fucking deserving. You're that deserving of things that you just because of who you are. None of these women are high value women. None of these women are like on the next level of life. You know what I'm saying? They don't deserve anything, but they think they do. See, men don't go around feeling we deserve something. We want to earn something. Even our women, sometimes we see a woman that don't got nothing and we say, yo, we can make her into something. We want to earn. We want to look at our woman and say, damn, you know what I'm saying? She done come up because I helped her. Like most men like that. That's why a rich man is okay with going and finding a woman in McDonald's working there. And then, you know what I'm saying? She want to build herself up, her business shit. We'll support it. We'll give money. Like, hey, baby, here, do your thing. Because we like that. Your woman with a man already coming with money and to take care of you. Because you think you'll work so hard. Like, really? Like, being a mother isn't work. I'm sorry. Being a mother isn't work hard. You know why? They've been doing that shit for thousands of years. Thousands of years. Thousands of freaking years. Women are built, men built to be mothers. That's it. Just like men complain about life is hard. We're built for it. That's what I'm saying. Like, we don't complain. Men don't complain about life is hard because that's our reality. Our reality is every day life is hard. But yo, women, oh, I do this. I'm an independent black woman. I got this. I got that. I deserve this. I deserve that because all the power to pain I've been through as a black woman. Black women, this, black woman. That. No, you don't deserve shit. Nobody deserves nothing. Everything should be earned. The only thing a woman has is the ability to get a man. That's given to her by birth. The ability to have children. That's given to her by birth. So at the end of the day, you're arguing with men that we have to earn the right. So even you saying that we have to have money. That's, we have to earn that money to give to you, to earn you. Everything a man does is has to be earned. That's why we don't act the way women act. Because everything we have is earned. Any success we have is earned. Ain't nothing given to us. Women, all of it is given to you. And you have that expectation that everything should be given to you now. You still have that expectation it should be given to you. A good man, money, taken care of, all that should be given to you just because you're a woman. Am I crazy or not? Am I crazy? These women are crazy, especially my black women. My black women have a sense of entitlement that is beyond anything that I could think of right now. All right, people. I appreciate y'all for another Wednesday's Casanova is Crazy. Definitely go to my website, CasanovaWilliams.com. You can check out everything. Go to BlackMensMentalHealth.com. Check out everything as well. All the podcasts and then all the other nights of my podcast as well. All the other days. All right. Until next time.